Speaking from his office at City Hall after being cleared to end his self-quarantine, the mayor said other than some fallen tree limbs that were taken from roadways, there was little, if any, damage from the storms that moved through early Monday. Elsewhere, there's been talk about just when normalcy begins to creep back into everyday life. Robinson said for Pensacola, the most critical question is how to measure the importance of reopening.
And whatever ideas that we come up with, making sure that we have hospitalization capacity, also making sure that whether it's in Escambia County, City of Pensacola, or Santa Rosa County, in any of its municipalities, that our first responders are up and running and continue to service the area.
Do you remember the Department of Homeland Security's color-coded security threat levels after 9/11? Now on the table is a similar setup using red, yellow, and green, engaging first responder status. That's been in discussions with Police Chief Tommy Leiter and Fire Chief Jenny Craner.
They kind of say, hey, if I'm down 15% of my force, I move from green to yellow. I can still do the function of the mission in yellow, but it makes it real tough for me. If I'm down 30% of my force, I'm in red, and I cannot do the mission anymore that you're asking me to do.
The federal government last week issued a blueprint of sorts for resurrecting parts of the economy in three phases. Within phase one, says the mayor, there's a lot of latitude for local governments to implement their own strategies.
Some of the things that I think that will be there, you'll start to see some restaurants come back with maybe some indoor capacity, not nearly the entire part. But again, those are things, if you look at that order from the federal government, we'll begin to work that process. But I think the most important thing is that we set up a process to understand what is the impact on our community.
That impact, says Robinson, includes dealing with long-term health and assisted living facilities, and especially dense populations of older residents who are the most vulnerable to the coronavirus. He adds that there's room for improvement on providing more information on an outbreak.
When you look at things like HIPAA, it makes it very difficult to release. I do think as we move forward, we're going to have some changes in law at a much higher federal and state level in dealing with what are declared pandemics. I think we'll be much better prepared, but there's no doubt our law hasn't kept up with where we are.
Governor Ron DeSantis' temporary changes to Florida's Sunshine Law, enabling public meetings to be held online rather than in person, is coming in handy, says Robinson, who also warned that when the reopenings begin, it will not be the same landscape as pre-pandemic.
It's not going to be March 1st when we get to May 1st. It'll be much more of a process of working through. We are evaluating that, and we ask for your patience and your cooperation in working with us to get there. But it's our goal to get as many people back to work as possible, but do it in a way that continues to protect the safety of our community.
Resuming everyday life in Pensacola will be conducted in large part by following the guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Mayor Robinson's hoping that the state of Florida will also issue its own procedures. He's out with a proposal that deals with the concept of hospitalization and first responders as part of any transition.
We have not heard back from them, but I do think that's a fairly good way to put some parameters on there so that we know we can measure something and make sure that we have capacity. We're going to continue to have the virus. Most of the people who are getting sick, they get better, and they're actually able to come back into the workforce.
One limit expected to remain in place when the reopenings occur is that gatherings will still be limited to 10 people.
Do I think maybe by the end of May, if we're still in green, that number hasn't increased to 50? That's all speculation at this point. It wouldn't surprise me if everything stays green that we aren't higher than 10 people by the end of May. But at the end of the day, we really got to wait for the results to come back and tell us whether we have problems or not.
Meanwhile, the city of Pensacola is providing hand washing stations at 11 locations for the homeless and others who do not have regular access to soap and water during the pandemic.
Our hope is that these will help homeless individuals practice hand washing techniques as recommended by the CDC to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. A list and a map of locations is available at our website, cityofpensacola.com.
Funding for the stations comes from the discretionary accounts of City Councilwomen Sherry Myers and Ann Hill, along with the city's general fund. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.